There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who've taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Hi, everyone. Today we're going to talk about how to find stocks to trade and how to decide which stocks you want to purchase and hold either for long-term or for short-term trading. You can make money both by investing long-term and holding a stock for several years, or you can trade stocks and earn extra income monthly. You want to think about the long-term investing as your savings and retirement account and short-term trading as a way to get extra monthly income. And if you learn the right way to trade, you can be very successful. Now let's stop and talk about what the term trading means. A lot of people get very confused because trading is bantered about everywhere, and a lot of people get completely confused about what trading means. Trading merely means anyone, any market participant, who is buying and selling a stock. It has nothing to do with the amount of time that you hold the stock. The most common misnomer that happens with new investors and beginning traders is they hear about day trading, and whenever they hear the term trading, they think it means day trading. Day trading is no longer viable for the average retail trader. Some people are still trying to do it, but ever since we switched from fractions to decimals, the amount of money that you can make day trading as a retail day trader is minimal. And there are many highly profitable trading styles that you can use that are far easier, far less risk, and far more lucrative than day trading. So put day trading aside. I know it sounds very romantic. It sounds like a lot of times the brokers or vendors will promote it saying it's the elite of tradings. It's not. It's a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a huge capital base, a lot of resources, a ton of experience. You have to have a very high risk tolerance. It's simply hard. And trading should be fun. It should be enjoyable. It should be something that you look forward to do. It should be something that you really enjoy doing, not something that's a huge labor or takes up all of your free time. This is what causes most confusion with beginning and new traders and investors is, well, there's so many stocks. What stocks should I buy? And the only stocks you ever hear about are the big blue chips. But that's not where most of the money is made in the stock market. And there was an article on the internet saying how Wall Street has made all this money while Main Street hasn't made any money at all. And the difference is very simple. It's not just corruption and greed. There's certainly plenty of that. But it is just education and understanding what you should and should not do. Most people rush to buy a stock without even considering looking at a stock chart or evaluating where it is financially. All businesses have cycles. They have expansion periods and they have contraction periods, and the stock will follow those trends. And so if you understand these dynamics, you can make a better choice of what stocks you want to buy. You don't just buy Coca-Cola because you like Coke. And you don't just buy McDonald's because you like their hamburgers. That has nothing to do with investing or trading a stock. You have to understand that the stock and the company are two separate things. The company IPOs, initial public offering, offering its stock out. It sells that stock to an underwriter, usually a big bank. That bank buys the stock from the company before it ever IPOs. So the company is paid off before the stock is made public. When it's made public, then the underwriters can sell it first to preferred customers, preferred clients who will buy millions and millions of shares if they think that company is going to be strong. And then what's left is offered out to the general public. And once it's a publicly traded stock, it's a commodity. It's something that people can buy and sell. And yes, it is an asset. It is an investment in a company. But it depends on how long you hold it, whether it's considered an investment or trading. And trading is something that more and more people want to do because they want to make extra money. But you also have to remember that you should have some stocks you hold for long-term investments over time, because that's where you really get your wealth accumulation. And all of you should be considering and thinking about how you're going to build and stabilize your financial wealth and your financial security for your future. You shouldn't just be rushing around trying to make extra money without considering your long-term investments as well. You need to do both. But the stock takes on a life of its own. Maybe it becomes very popular and people talk about it a lot, so it's in the news, and so that makes it very speculative. Or maybe nobody pays any attention to it at all, and the institutions aren't interested in it, and so it doesn't ever go anywhere. The price just sits there. The best way that you can decide whether a stock is going to be something you want to invest or trade in is to look at stock charts. The biggest mistake most new investors and beginners make is they rush out and they buy the first stock they hear about. And that's the biggest mistake. Why? Because if you're hearing about it on the news, then the stock has probably already risen and risen and risen and is at a point where it's going to have profit taking because it's risen too quickly and is speculative. So don't do that. The first thing you should do when you want to buy a stock is not to buy any stock. The first thing you should do is you should study the stock chart and learn where the stock has been and where it is likely to be going. Stock charts don't predict what the stock is going to do. They show you where the stock has been over time, the highs, the lows, what it has been doing. It shows you whether there are dark pools in it, high-frequency traders trading it, professional traders, small retail traders, who's in the stock, who's buying the stock, who's selling the stock. So it's very, very important to look at stock charts because there's a ton of information that you can get from the stock chart. And nowadays, there's charting software where you can even add the fundamentals to the stock charts, which I've done with some of my courses. And this makes it even easier because now you have the fundamentals right on the stock chart. It makes it so easy to select stocks and decide what you want to buy. So when you go to think about buying a stock, the first thing you should do is pause and not rush out and buy the first thing you hear about. Because in all likelihood, if you do that, you will lose money. People lose money in the stock market not because the stock market is corrupt, but because they haven't any idea what they're buying. They just hear about something on the news, they rush home, and they buy it. And that's why most people lose money in the stock market. You want to first evaluate the stock, and the easiest way to do that is with a stock chart, because it tells you everything there is to know about the stock, including financials and fundamentals. You can put those in your stock charts nowadays, so it makes it so much easier. A lot of people don't want to wade through tons of financial statements. They just want somebody to tell them what stock to buy. But if somebody's telling you a stock to buy, you have to ask yourself, where has that stock been? Who has owned it? Why are they recommending it? What do they get out of it if they recommend it? Because they wouldn't be recommending it unless they would be making money too. So you have to think about that as well. Selecting stocks is far easier when you can see the graphical form of what's happened with the stock price. The stock has a life of its own separate from the company. Sometimes the company is a fabulous company, but the stock's just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Other times the company is moving up and up and up, but it isn't doing that well financially, and it's speculative, and you've got to wonder why that's happening and when it will crash. So by looking at stock charts, it's far easier to select the stocks. Now remember, there are only about 500 Fortune 500 stocks, big company stocks in the S&P, NASDAQ, and New York Stock Exchange. But there are over 6,000 other stocks that you can invest in, and a lot of these companies are going to be, in the future, the next big bellwethers, the next big blue chip stocks. And you want to consider looking at some of these other stocks that you don't know a lot about, but you can learn about very quickly. You can start with the stock charts. You can study about what new technology is going on. I love new technology. That's my specialty. I'm always looking for new technology stocks because that's where the big money is. I can remember I was running around in 1985 telling everybody to buy Microsoft. I learned that telling people to buy new stocks that aren't blue chip, people will just say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. But there's a lot of stocks that have just done extremely well. Apple in 2003 showed a great bottoming pattern, and it moved up exponentially. It was $19 when I first started talking about that stock. So by understanding stocks, where they're going, what they're doing, It's not about taking what somebody recommends, but understanding where the stock is and where it has potential to go. And if you read the stock charts and you learn them, you will have a far better idea of what's going on. Can this company grow? Is it have potential? What's it doing? What's its products doing? You have to look at the whole of things, not just one idea or concept. And that way you will have much better stock pick selections. There are all kinds of companies right now that are bottoming and have dark pool activity. And those are the ones that interest me the most, because when the dark pools are buying a stock and forming the bottom, that means they expect that company to grow and have strong growth revenues and earnings in the future. I like to follow the dark pools because they know what they're doing. They have the largest contingent of people to analyze the company. They go out to the companies and analyze them. Dark pools don't always share what they're holding until they have to report. These are big mutual funds and pension funds. And they do, the largest have to report to the SEC what their holdings are, and so then we can check on the holdings that a company has and see who's holding that stock, and that's a good guideline too. Following the dark pools and the giant mutual funds and pension funds is a great way to find great stocks, because they're not quite in the news yet, so they haven't gone speculative. And a lot of times you can get in a really great price with the bargain hunters, the dark pools, and then as the news leaks out, the stock will rise and you're in it making those profits. If you just go to a newspaper or hear something on the radio and just rush out and buy that stock and you don't look at the stock chart and you don't check anything about the company, you're probably going to lose money. And then you shouldn't be surprised and you shouldn't be angry because you have not done due diligence. It's your responsibility to make sure of your understanding of what you're buying and when you're buying it. It is not the responsibility of those who promote and try to sell stocks to give you all the information that you really need to know. It's like anything you buy. If you bought a car, you would have to research, is it the right car for you? Or if you were to buy a home, would you just call up your real estate broker and say, I want a house to buy, go buy me a house? And he says, oh, I have a great one down the street. It's $555,000. You should buy it right now. And you go, okay, I'll buy it. Of course not. You would want to go see the house. You would want to have a plumber check out the plumbing. You would want a roofer to check out the roofing. You would want to make sure that it qualifies for a loan. You would check all kinds of things. If you had kids, you would check the schools and the safety of the neighborhood and so on and so forth. So you would do due diligence before you bought a home. The same thing applies to stocks because they are an investment, whether you hold them short term or long term. You are making an investment in a company, and companies have business cycles. They don't always go up and up and up. They have periods where they have big, huge exponential growth, and they have periods when they are contracting. And this is just normal, and you have to get used to it. So if you look at stock charts and you study the chart on a weekly scale, a monthly scale, and a daily scale, that's what I like to do, then you will be able to see the various short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term trends. You'll be able to see where it's been, whether it's gone speculative or not. Is it bottoming with dark pool buying activity? Or is it at a new all-time high and the dark pools are selling it, which is going to cause high-frequency traders to sell it down? You need to understand these things. High-frequency traders' footprints are very obvious on the charts. Dark pool activity is very obvious on the charts. By understanding and learning to read the stock charts and recognizing high-frequency trading footprints, dark pool footprints, and all the other things that are going on in the market, you have a window into the market and what's going on. You will be able to understand what's happening. It will no longer be confusing or mysterious or something that you feel that you can't understand. This stuff is easy to learn, and it doesn't take that long. You really need to commit yourself to discovering how much fun you can have learning to read stock charts and learning to trade stocks and invest in stocks successfully. Because it's not just the money, it's also the self-satisfaction of knowing that you can do this for yourself. Even if you are a mutual fund investor, reading stock charts, reading your mutual fund stock charts is very important because every mutual fund has a chart. And this can guide you as to whether you want to invest in this particular mutual fund or that particular mutual fund. It gives you more leverage. It gives you more opportunities to judge where you want to invest your long-term money. So every single person who invests any kind of money in any investment, there is always a chart nowadays. and you can study that chart and see what's going on. So that's where you need to begin, looking to find stocks to trade or invest. You need to look at the stock charts, whether it's a mutual fund, a stock, a bond, whatever you want to invest in, there are charts, and that's where your investing should start first. Learn about the stock charts, learn to read the charts. Remember that the first thing you need to do is not buy a stock. The first thing you need to do is learn how to properly analyze a stock through stock charts and understand what you're buying before you buy a stock.
To request a radio show topic, please email radioshow@technotrader.com. That's radioshow@technotrader.com. The education that we give is unique. Technotrader has many different ways of teaching you and training you in every aspect of the stock market, investing in stocks and trading stocks short-term for monthly income. I encourage you to come and visit our website. We have short lessons that you can watch in video format, the basics of the stock market for you beginners and people who know nothing about the stock market or very little about it. We also have RSI lessons for those of you interested in this very powerful technical indicator. And we have sell short courses, which introduce you to the sell side of the market and how to profit during downtrends. There are also several learning centers. If you're a TC2000 charting software or broker user, then we have a special library just for you. If you are a StockCharts.com user, we have a special library for you of training lessons and videos. And if you're a MetaStock user, we also have a special library just for you. So those are the specialty libraries for anyone using those particular charting software programs. There's also a general learning center where there are a lot of variety of different videos for beginners, advanced, elite professionals, all different levels of trading activity and investing activity in the Learning Center. We have the largest library of videos available anywhere for our Technotrader community of traders who are learning to trade through Technotrader and learning to understand the market in more depth and more technical aspects than any other company offers. You may also want to check out some of our courses. We also have numerous blog articles. The blog articles are also related to the charting software you have and a general stock market blog for those of you who are just beginning. So if you want to peruse through our hundreds of blog articles, you're welcome to do so to find things that you need. If you can't find the video or the training or the article or the information that you're looking for on our website, please contact info@technotrader.com. because we can send you the links to anything that you wish to learn. We have a vast resource of learning videos and articles available to anyone who has registered on our site, but it's so extensive sometimes it's hard to find what you need, so be sure to be comfortable emailing us and asking us for a specific topic. That will help you get along. The reason I give out this excellent education for free is to help you understand the potential of what we teach and how we teach, and for you to help figure out if we are the right educational company for you. That's the end of our radio show for this week. Thank you for coming. I hope you learned a great deal that you didn't know before, and if you had heard the radio shows before, it's always good to review, because every time you listen, you will hear something you did not hear before. There is so much information provided in my radio shows. Sometimes reviewing them can be an excellent source of learning as well. Thank you, and please come to our website for more education.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.